The Lady Cats volleyball team won 2 and lost 3 at a tournament in Van Friday and Saturday. In pool play, the Lady Cats lost to Quitman and then defeated Athens and Big Sandy to win the pool. They went 0-2 on Saturday. I talked with Lady Cats volleyball coach Allison Irvin Monday morning.
We had a 4-team pool. It was a 24-team tournament on Friday and Saturday in Van. We played Quitman first, and it was early in the morning. It was at 8:30, so we started out kind of slow. We lost the first set and came back, won the second, and lost the third just by a couple points. So that one was a rough start. And then after that, we beat the next two teams, and we ended up finishing. It was based on not just their matches won, but also points scored and points allowed. So we were 2-1 in our pool. We'd also kept our opponents to the least amount of points, so we ended up first in our pool. So that was great. They broke up all the pools into 3 brackets after that. And so we advanced to the championship bracket, which was the top bracket, so that was good. But then on Saturday when we came back, we had a rough start. We played All Saints from Tyler, a private school. We just weren't awake, and we started out kind of dead. We dropped that one, and then the second one, we played against ARP, and we played hard. We lost the first set, won the second, and then lost the third 25-23. And so we've had 3 matches now that have been kind of heartbreakers where it comes down to the end, but we're kind of killing ourselves with giving our opponents points off of silly mistakes, I guess you could say. So I know we're right there with them, but, you know, little things like missing a serve or stepping on the line when we serve or getting in the net, we're giving our opponents the points. So if we can eliminate those errors, we're going to be doing really well.
Have home opener Tuesday night. People need to come out and see the Lady Cats, right?
Yes, sir. We played North Lamar at home. We played them once. We lost in 3 sets, but it was a pretty good match. It was also after we had played a 5-set match. So we are without our freshman middle blocker right now, Kaylee Jefferson. We did get Jessie Castro back. She was injured. So we still haven't had a complete team yet this year as well. So we're looking at different lineups, and the girls are working really hard. But tomorrow we play 4:35, 36:30 at the high school. North Lamar is rolling. They have a strong program. Big girls, great attackers. So we're going to have to play some great defense, blocking and digging. So
you got an interesting mix of older players and some real young ones on the team.
We do. We have 2 freshman girls that really stepped up that have been helping us with middle. They're going to be competing for that middle spot along with Jessie Castro, a senior. We have 4 seniors, 2 setters, Jessie, a middle blocker, and our outside Desi DeBase, who's done outstanding for us. We have 1 sophomore, Sharita Hill, and the rest of our team is sophomores. So we do have a big mix of kids or athletes. And after this year, 8 of our girls are returning, which will be great as well for our program. So we do have a mixture of experience levels, but we're looking for good things for them, just trying to find that right chemistry. So they're working hard.
Coach Irvin added the Lady Cats freshman team won first and the JV team finished second at a tournament in Eustis this past weekend. KSST Sports.